If you're in a dogfight, become a cat. Strategies for Long-Term Growth. Author, Leonard Sherman. Modern Business Strategy Thinking. Effective business strategy is inherently dynamic and context-sensitive. No one universal framework or management prescription fits all business circumstances. What works well for one company may actually be quite harmful if applied by another company operating in a different market and competitive environment. Thus, our purpose here is to share practical advice in addressing two of the most vexing questions facing business executives. The first is, why is it so hard to achieve and sustain long-term profitable growth? The second, how can businesses achieve this? Why a cat? Consider the mental image conjured up by a dogfight, where rival dogs, which are firms in this case, scratch and claw for territorial dominance, which is the market share. Often battling with largely similar tactics, their own products and services. In business terms, such conditions generally refer to mature, commoditized markets characterized by slow growth, slim margins, and intense competition, making it difficult for any other firm to effectively break away the pack. In dogfights, as in business, strong players may gain a temporary advantage, but the ongoing fight for dominance usually takes a heavy toll on everyone involved. And the prospect for renewed battles remains a constant threat. Cats are a different breed of animal. They're clever, solitary hunters who are more inclined to explore new territory and to redefine the game on their own terms. Cats are agile and innovative, and they seek their prey, which are the customers, with tactics that dogs cannot easily replicate. There's no such thing as a bad industry. Enlightened strategy and effective execution can trump industry structure in driving business success in any industry. The American airline industry as a whole failed to meet its cost of capital for decades. According to data from the International Air Transport Association, the airline industry generated an average return on invested capital of 4.1% between 2004 and 2011, a small improvement on the 3.8% achieved in 1996 to 2004 cycle. This remains well below the weighted average cost of capital, which falls in a range of 7% to 9% across industry. Major airlines such as United, Delta, Continental, and US Airways went bankrupt between 1992 and 2006, as did American Airlines itself in 2011. If the choice is either to enter a poorly performing industry, playing by the same rules as incumbent market leaders, or to stay out of the business entirely, most would rather go for the cautionary one. But there's a third way. And that is to recognize that the industry, as a whole, may be missing an attractive opportunity to address an unserved market that can be tapped only by playing by a very different set of rules. One airline that chose to become a cat in a dogfight was Southwest Airlines, which launched as an interstate Texas carrier in 1971, and had since grown to become the largest domestic passenger-carrying airline in the United States. The legacy airlines like American and Delta primarily focused on the lucrative segment of price-sensitive business travelers, offering an array of amenities that contributed to the high cost of air travel. Herb Keeler, the co-founder and CEO of Southwest, recognized that the company could expand and capture a bigger market by making airline travel considerably less expensive, more convenient, and more pleasant. To do so, he had to break from the established industry norms and strategically align Southwest's business practices to support meaningfully differentiated air travel services. In summary, Southwest Airlines had the innovative spark to recognize an opportunity to create meaningful differentiation in the airline industry to attract new and existing customers, and strategically aligned all its business practices to effectively capture market share and profitable growth. Do you know what your strategy is? In far too many companies, the answer is no. Corporate executives often struggle with strategy formulation and communication. In such cases, the problem often starts with the inability to define genuine North Star corporate goals that can be translated into specific, measurable, achievable, and time-dependent objectives. This leads to strategy inertia, undermining the ability to effectively respond to the accelerating pace of marketplace shift. Checklist for effective strategy formulation. External alignment. The starting point for an effective strategy is the development of appealing, differentiated products with compelling value propositions, for which target consumers are willing to pay considerably more than the company's unit costs. Internal alignment. The second requirement for an effective strategy is for a company to capture the value it creates in the marketplace by appropriately deciding where and how to compete, and aligning its capabilities to support its intended value proposition. Boldness. CEOs need courage. Successful strategy requires decisive action in both concept and execution. The CEO must ensure that the entire organization is motivated to support the company's strategic direction. Strategic inertia. Strategic inertia, the tendency for organizations to remain mired in the status quo and to resist strategic renewal outside the frame of current business operations, is still prevalent in corporate strategy processes. Companies like Kodak, Nokia, and Sears certainly were aware of disruptive technologies threatening their industries and had the resources to reposition their businesses. But each pursued a tepid strategic response, which ultimately contributed to their service decline. There are several root causes of strategic inertia. 1. Short-term risk aversion. Managers are aware that reallocating capital to new ventures is risky, as it entails operating in uncharted territories with respect to market acceptance, technology feasibility, and organizational execution. They favor short-time horizons, one that favors cost-cutting and quick fixes. But such risks must be assessed against the almost certain decline in financial performance associated with sticking to aging products in the existing business portfolio. 2. Cognitive biases. Some cognitive biases reinforce strategic inertia. Loss aversion and anchoring. Loss aversion refers to individuals' tendency to seek to minimize losses rather than to maximize gains. This steers managers away from pursuing new ventures. Anchoring refers to an individual's tendency to over-rely on one salient piece of information when making decisions. Creating strong brands. Strong brands are the physical and emotional embodiments of successful business strategy. For many consumers, the purchase or ownership of a brand signals membership in a desired social grouping. Brand managers recognize the importance of symbolic identity and often focus advertising themes on lifestyle images rather than tangible product attributes. Some of the most successful and iconic advertising campaigns of all time, the Pepsi Generation and L'Oreal's Because You're Worth It, are rooted in the exploitation of symbolic identity. Brand killers. Given the importance of brand equity to business performance, it's important to avoid two common management mistakes that can weaken a company's brand image. 1. Breaking a brand promise. 2. Diluting brand value through excessive product complexity. Where do great ideas come from? In simple terms, the genesis of all breakthrough products is an innovator's recognition of a better way for consumers or businesses to perform desired tasks. In some cases, successful new products fix a pain point associated with using current market offerings to perform routine jobs, believing that innovators operate in their own creative bubble without the need to interact with prospective customers is far from the truth. An entrepreneur's inspiration for an innovative new product reflects nothing more than an initial hypothesis and a hunch, born out of personal experience and observation. Ask any successful entrepreneur to compare his initial concept for a breakthrough product with the final version that ultimately achieved strong market acceptance, and you'll find a considerable product evolution, reflecting the reality that no business plan ever survives its first encounter with a customer. Behavioral observation. Consumer input is pivotal in identifying new business opportunities, provided the right type of research is conducted at the right time. This approach identifies consumer pain points that may be hidden in plain sight from consumers who have simply accepted current product shortcomings as unavoidable inconveniences, and thus is a more effective diagnostic tool than asking them directly. Behavioral observation is based on silently and often covert ways of observing how consumers accomplish various tasks in their homes, offices, or on the go. Strategies to break away from the pack. Two of the business strategy frameworks that emerged over the past two decades provide useful guidance to entrepreneurs and corporate innovators seeking to identify meaningfully differentiated products and services. These frameworks are Breakout Positioning and Blue Ocean Strategy. 1. Breakout Positioning. Competitive dynamics in most industries tend to follow a predictable pattern of tit-for-tat replication and performance augmentation. These circumstances create opportunities for an enlightened market entrant to reconceptualize the design of new products and services to better align with the needs of poorly served customers. 2. Blue Ocean Strategy. The term conjures up an image of uncharted open waters, which is precisely the connotation that W. Chan Kim and Renee Maborne had in mind when they published their Blue Ocean Strategy. The two authors characterize competitive environments as red oceans, symbolizing the bloody battles between sharks, which are the companies, fighting for the same prey, the current customers, and well-defined hunting areas, which are the current markets. In contrast, blue ocean players consciously reject red ocean behaviors by reconstructing the basis of competition within their product category. They design new products and services with the objective of increasing perceived value while also lowering cost. Adopting a cat's manners. Businesses often find themselves trapped in a competitive dogfight, scratching and clawing for market share with products consumers view as largely undifferentiated. Conventional wisdom suggests that dogfights are to be expected as marketplaces mature, giving rise to the notion that there are bad industries, where it's unlikely that any company can succeed. But there are notable exceptions in which enlightened executives have changed the rules to grasp the holy grail of business: long-term profitable growth. Rather than joining the dogfights raging within their industry, companies such as Apple, FedEx, and Starbucks have chosen to become metaphorical cats, continuously renewing their distinctive strategies to compete on their own terms. It's time for you to view your business through the lens of a wild cat.